Blog Talk Radio.
Good wonderful morning. I trust everyone is doing well today. Here we are again. Here, there, and everywhere. This is Watcher Ruth. Getting towards the end of September, October 1st, big day, supposedly. But I kind of got to wonder, you know, everybody can say a lot of stuff about this and that. What's going to happen? This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Lots of reports. Time is coming where there's going to be a lot of reports. And I just kind of wonder if anybody's ever read this big old fat book called the Bible. The one I usually read is this, the Living Bible, large print edition, because I can't see. Paraphrased by Tyndale, I really love it. Actually, my mom introduced me to this Bible. I, upon her death, went to her home, and after my sisters had rummaged and pillaged and gone through every single thing that could have been of any value, but I found a few of my mom's Bibles and a few other things, some pictures and this and that, things that I really wanted and the valuable things they wanted they'd already taken. But the real valuable things I got, one of them being a Bible. And it was this Tyndale Bible. My mom had a ton of them, all varieties, colors, sizes, whatever. And, but I found that I really got drawn to this one. And matter of fact, I'm having it rebound, and it's costing me $125 to have it fixed. Probably didn't cost her more than $40 to buy it brand new, but means the world to me, which kind of takes me to the theme of today's little story. If words are all we have, we're like a gong on a shelf. You know, it's really going to be important in the final days, in the fig tree generation, to realize that if you think that you're clean by the world's standards and that you're doing right in men's eyes and you go to church and you bow down daily and you say a prayer when you eat, and then the moment your brother does one thing that is could be considered what in your own eyes not appropriate, then there's the love falls out of your heart for it. Then to me you're like a gong on a shelf. You really don't have the Holy Spirit in you. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you're like those one of those nine that Jesus, he healed 10. And they all received the benefits of his healing. Did they not? 10 were healed, were they not? But what did he say? He looked at them and said, go to the Jewish priest and show him that you're healed. And as they were going, their leprosy disappeared. But it was only one who went back to thank Jesus, shouting, glory to God, I am healed. He was the one that fell flat on the ground in front of Jesus, face down in the dust, humble, contrite, the one man standing alone. This man was despised. He was the Samaritan. He was a half-breed. Does only this foreigner return to give glory to God, Jesus said. Go ahead then, because you had that much faith. Your music is a sweet sound in my ear. And you are like the golden, purified, dross-free bell. You won't be able to say in that day, it's begun here, it's begun there, it's here or it's there, or it's in this kingdom, or it's in that kingdom. For the kingdom of God dwells in the hearts of the believers. For there will be reports that will reach you that he has returned and that he is here or he is there. For there will be a time to come when you will say, I long to see him. I long to be him, with him even for just one moment, but he won't be there. But when he comes, he said, it's going to be very evident. So lo, if they say, I'm in the desert, do not go. For if they say, I'm here, or if they tell you, I am there, do not believe it. For it will be so evident when I return that the lightning that flashes across the skies will be seen. But when I do, the people of the earth will not be paying attention. They're going to be totally indifferent in the hour that I'm revealed when I return. The world will not be looking to God or longing for the Son of Man when he returns. And it will be just as it was in the days of Noah when they went into the ark and flood came and destroyed them all, and the world will be as it was then. People doing their daily business, eating and drinking. Just as it was in that morning when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. And didn't Jesus give this story to illustrate the need for constant prayer and to show them that they must keep away from quarrelers and those that muddy up the water, the godless men that fear neither God nor man, the evil judges? Jesus said, yes, I will answer them quickly, but the answer is when I, the Messiah, return. How many of you will I find praying and weeping with a contrite heart? The righteous and the self-righteous, like the Pharisees, will go out thinking that they are the ones that never cheat. They're the ones that never commit adultery. They're the ones that stand out in proud prayer. They're corrupt. They stand at a distance, praying and beating their chests, claiming that they know God. They're the evil judges and they're worn out. They don't give justice to the people. They don't plead for them day and night. Tell you this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home forgiven, for the proud shall be humbled and the humble shall be honored. Only God is truly good and no one else. Everyone else needs forgiveness. Good sir, what shall I do to get to heaven? Within kingdom's gates. How do I get within the kingdom's gates? How do I get into the kingdom's gates? For the kingdom of God belongs only to men who have hearts as trusting as little children. And anyone who does not have that kind of faith, that man will never get into the kingdom. Hates. Because only God is truly good, no one else. You know what the Ten Commandments say. Don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't lie, honor your parents, and so on. Give your testimony. Give to the poor. It will become your treasure in heaven. For it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. But they won't understand, he said. Because it sounds like he's talking in riddles. There's a crowd going past, and they're all asking, what's happening? What's going on? The crowds are crying. They want to hush the man. You want to hush him. But he only yells louder and louder. Lord, I want to see you. And Jesus said, all right. Your faith has healed you. And instantly the man could see and he followed Jesus, praising God. And all who saw it happen praised God also. For he returned, unlike the nine who were healed but did not return to say thank you to Jesus. Him, he said, you are a good man. You are faithful. I entrusted this with you, and you've been faithful with it, and I know your reward. You shall be a governor of 10 cities. You shall be a governor over 5 cities. But because I was afraid, for you are a hard man to deal with and taking what isn't yours and even confiscating the crops that others plant. You vile and wicked slave, the king roared. Hard am I? Hard am I? Is that what you think of me? That's exactly how I'll be towards you if you know so much about me. How tough I am. When I gave you a reward and you didn't deposit the money in the bank so that I could at least even get interest on it, when I gave you what I gave others and I turned it over to you, but you stood there and you did nothing with it, I should take that money away from you and give it to someone else who knows what to do with it. one that knows how to build a road. And a road ahead of him so that others can walk along, a whole procession, shouting and singing as they walk along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles that Jesus has already done. Because then and then, as it was then and as it is now and as it shall be, God has given us a king, and they shall exalt all those in heaven and on earth. Glory to God in the highest heavens, and let all of heaven rejoice, for God has given us a king. And we shall enter the temple and teach. And he stood in the temple as he was watching rich tossing their gifts into the collection box, when a poor widow came and dropped some small coins in, all she had. This poor widow's given more than all of the rest, because they only gave out of their surplus. But out of her heart and out of her faith and out of just the mustard seed that was there stowed away, she even gave. But all of those who store away gold and treasures on earth, who heap behind walls and build storehouses to save up, they will be left in a vast heap of rubble. And there will be no warning ahead of time, because you have walked behind all of those who have misled you, and they have muddied up the water. The Messiah said, don't believe them. The Messiah, the God of Israel, David's son. Will there be crowds of listening, experts in religion? For they love to parade themselves in dignified robes, to be bowed by people, bowed down to by people as they walk along the streets, how they love their seats in honor in synagogues and religious festivals. Honored with outward piety. And God's sentence is heaviest towards these men. They want to sit at the right hand and place themselves in the front. But the marriage is for people worthy of being raised from the dead. And God will not marry those who are looking to respect angels and not God, and the creature more than the creator, who gives life from the dead. For the writings of Moses, when he describes how God appeared to him in the burning bush, he speaks of God as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Today, that is the Lord, is some person. God means that this person is alive, not dead. So from God's point of view, all men are living. Well said, sir, remarked some of the experts in the Jewish law who were standing there. And that ended their questions, for they dared to ask no more questions. God said to my Lord, the Messiah, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies beneath your feet. Beware of experts in religion, for they love to parade themselves. Are they the ones that want the beautiful stonework, but they have the stony hearts and not heart of flesh and blood? These are the ones that we have been warned about, half-hearted. When you hear these instructions, don't let anyone mislead you about the following instructions. All will be left as a vast heap of rubble. And will there be any warning? Don't let anyone mislead you. They're going to lead you to a false Messiah, and indeed already have. False prophets, beautiful stonework. When you hear of wars and insurrections, don't panic. There will be great earthquakes, famines, epidemics, terrifying things will happen in the heavens. We know this. But does it also not be said that the closest ones, your parents, your brothers, your relatives, and even the friends you think you have will betray you and have you arrested and some of you even killed? And everyone will hate you because you're mine and called by my name, even those who call themselves Christians. Even if you tell the truth, that there's no way you can keep all the law, or even all a part of the law, or even part of the festivals. Because if you don't have a circumcised, consecrated heart, it's not going to matter. Because for if you stand firm, you will win your souls. And it is nothing else that which is known by the cardio knower. The enemy will kill with weapons, and we will be sent as exiles into captivity. Jerusalem will be conquered and trampled down in God's good time. We all know what the warnings are. I will give you the right words and such logic that none of your opponents will be able to reply. Don't be concerned about how you will answer any charges against you when they bring you before principal synagogues, the principal prisons, the principles of kings, the principalities of governors, the snakes and principles in a government who bring terrifying things from the heavens to the earth. Notice the fig tree when the leaves come out. Notice that without being told that summer is near. In that same way, when you see the events taking place as I have described to you, just be sure that you know that the kingdom is near, because I'm declaring that when these things happen, the end of the age has come. And though all of the heaven and the earth shall pass away, my words will not pass away. And even though some may be caught unaware, don't let me find you being caught unaware, being occupied by the problems of this world. Because every day you should be going into the temple where Jesus will teach you. And every evening, returning to the temple, spending the night with dreams, eating the bread of the word, standing firm, winning your souls. Because there will be a time of special persecution, and you will be dragged into prisons. After this, God's new agreement will happen. It's been sealed with blood. And he has already poured it out to purchase your soul. And it was part of God's plan. But it was also said, and do you not know, and can you not understand, that also horror awaits for the man who betrays God. Satan entered into Judas Iscariot in the final day, in the day he went over to the temple guards. Don't be caught without the Holy Spirit in you. Say to the man, our teacher says, show us the guest room. Show us the guest room. Show us the guest room where he can eat and drink the Passover meal with his disciple. And then take him upstairs and make a large room ready for everyone and tell them this is the place. And then go ahead and place him there, preparing this meal ahead of time. And go out and tell everyone in the city to prepare themselves for the Passover supper. Because when Jesus arrives at the proper time, the time we've looked forward to, the time we have had deep longing for, the time of the Passover meal, it's at hand, and it represents the kingdom of God, the glass of wine. Share it among yourselves, because we will drink wine again with him, and he longs to drink it with us. For it's been so long, he has waited. For I will not drink wine again until the kingdom of God has come. And I drink it with you. And this is the wine of the new agreement I gave to save you. And it's sealed with my blood, and I poured it out to purchase your soul. So spread the good news of the wine and the water that flows only from the Holy Spirit, and forgive those that you can, if you can. Even me. Thank you for listening today. Have a blessed day. I hope to talk to you tomorrow.